This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens, an expert in weather warfare, weather manipulation, all kinds of things that relate to chemtrails, and all of the political, economic, social, and spiritual implications of a topic like this. And before we continue our conversation with Scott, I just wanted to mention that you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us directly at rbnlive.com or calling in to the office at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by, again, contacting us at Republic Broadcasting Network, either on the net at rbnlive.com or calling us at 1-800-724-2719. We also have new RBN T-shirts available. You can have those at rbnlive.com or at notyranny.com or, again, by calling us at 1-800-724-2719. EA in Tennessee, you're on the line for Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
Mark, I really appreciate your show, and I really appreciate RBN there. I've not been a very long listener of your organization there, but one of the questions I have for Scott Stevens there is there any close-ups of these airplanes, any websites that show anything? Now, I've looked at these websites, and as I know, here in Tennessee, I see those things too, and then I can look at the commercial airlines flying lower, which is not making a trail. But what I would like to know is if there's any websites that show, because the lady from California there said that said these are sophisticated planes, and they've got to be sophisticated. So has somebody took a close-up picture of any of them through a telescope or anything like that? That's my question.
That's a really good question, and that's an area of research where I think it's going to take the coordination of a nationwide or a continent-wide group of observers with high-powered camera lenses. We're looking at, 400, 500, 600-millimeter lenses attached to cameras so we can get some images. But I'll tell you, I have watched these chemtrail planes and on flights that do not show up on Flight Explorer or Flight Aware, they are far lower than they should be, 18, 19, 20,000 feet, sometimes even lower, and they are painted up to look like United, painted up to look like American Airlines, painted up to look like Southwest. And so it's really hard to discern to those that are just now exploring this topic, which are which. Because that was the whole thing, is to simply deceive all of us from the very beginning. So every single airline is aware of what's going on. And either through consent or by force, they have been told, we will have clones that look like your planes up there flying in the sky. And there will be literally a fleet of planes from Canada Air Regional Jets to 737, 757, 747s, Airbuses, because the airline model of business is so poor, they have been deeply in debt for a long time. And you truly wonder which bankers, which investors would dare invest in such a broken system of business, to lose hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on a repeated basis. So there is some entity out there supporting these airlines. Time and time again. I mean, the whole bailout bill was nearly $6 billion in the wake of 9/11. And that amount of money could have simply bought the entire U.S. airline business at current stock evaluation. So the airlines have been corrupted within this as well.
We have another commercial break, and then we'll be back for a longer period of conversation. EA, you can stay on the line if you want to, if you weren't finished with Scott. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Scott Stevens.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens, expert in weather warfare, weather manipulation, chemtrails, and all of the political, economic, social, and spiritual consequences of that particular topic. EA in Tennessee, were you finished with Scott, or did you have something else you wanted to ask, sir?
No, I have something else that I want to say is that
sure.
I've got to notice those things here in Tennessee, and they make kind of a checkerboard pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never did notice those things before like that. And of course, a place now, I've been into the lady mentioned San Francisco. I've been into Dallas. I've been in all these airports. A place like San Francisco, all your planes that coming in there should be low enough not to leave a vapor trail. And that's really... gave me the that's really what has made me want to look into this, because I think there's something wrong.
Well, I've got pictures of two planes making a trail underneath an alto cumulus deck of clouds, and we're looking at 12,000, 13,000, 14,000 feet.
I thought they were higher than that, sir. But
It varies depending on the work that they're doing, where the manipulation of the atmosphere is occurring. Now, this is the whole clue, is that they, if you're in the midst of a storm and you can hear it raining or be outside in the rain and the snow, and if you hear the planes coming, you will hear these Canada Air regional jets back and forth across the sky. And here when we had the big blizzard in Colorado, for nearly an hour you could hear those planes rumbling in the clouds, even though the airports were closed. They just crisscross back and forth, and often towards the tail end of a storm, when you hear that happening, the storm's over for you. And you see the clouds break, and what they're doing is tracing out a zone for a burst of negative energy of electrons to then literally kill that portion of the storm. So pay attention, and you'll be just amazed at what you see going on in the skies.
Okay, sir, that answered my question pretty well, and I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you being on today, and I appreciate the show, too, and thank you, sir. I'm going to hang up and listen for a while.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Bill in Florida, you're on the line for Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi there. I'm down here in the hot, humid summer like Fort Lauderdale. I'll tell you, the temperature outside right now is about 86 or 87 degrees, and the humidity has got to be about 75%, and that's about 10 or 12 degrees warmer than it should be this time of year. And the weather all up and down the East Coast, I see 50s in New York. It's in the 40s down Prince Edward Island in Canada. And I'm wondering, is this due to increased solar activity in the sun, sunspots?
There is that occurring, but that agenda is a little deeper into the future. What we're dealing with is a storm, a closed low coming across Mexico. It is gathering strength through Texas. And what needs to happen for that storm and for their agenda is you have to be hot and humid, essentially late spring-like conditions, and that is thermodynamic energy that will be available for this low across northern Mexico to interact with. And the result will be an episode of severe weather across Texas and the southeast over the next 2 days. Again, it's a further victimization of the American populace. We will be looking at a tornadic outbreak as that closed low, or at least a severe weather outbreak with strong straight-line winds, as that thing marches across the southeast through the rest of this week.
Yeah.
So that's why it's warm and humid there.
So do you see anything about any forecasts for next hurricane season, since we're right on the crosshairs down here?
You know, if you do not have access to their agenda, it's impossible to know. I think everybody was simply stunned at the absence of hurricanes this year in the Atlantic, and more so of those impacting or not impacting the U.S. We had one tropical storm.
Yeah, that was weird.
What that tells you is that it's not a global warming issue. It's that because we can control and manipulate where the jet stream sets itself, that we can control these entire seasons.
One more quick question, if I can.
Sure.
If I know the relative humidity and the temperature, is there a formula for calculating the dew point?
Oh, Google that up. Yes. Yes.
I don't have a computer. Do you have it off the top of your head?
Oh, no, I don't. That stuff has been automated long ago. The dew point is, you're going to have to head to the library, because it's not a simple formula. And school, honestly, was a long enough ago that I'm interested in other things.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Don in Ohio, you're on the line for Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
And, Scott, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, buddy.
I have been out there on a lot of these RBN shows, particularly Dr. Deagle's show, Bill Deagle's show, proposing that there's more going on than just weather control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there have been some cases. There was a particular case in the state of Iowa where a family's house and car were just totally covered with the web of the polymer and toxin mix, we'll call it, because it wasn't just aluminum and barium in these polymers. They had the samples tested. Of course, the family came down ill, the whole family, and they found anthrax and five other toxic viruses that were in the chemtrails.
Remember, we are just cattle to them.
Yes, I understand that.
We are numbers, and we are to be used for their wars. We are to be used for their experimentation. And because we are, on the whole, so spiritually unaware of our potential, we have no means of resisting. And so they do to us what they will until we empower ourselves with knowledge and the power of who we are and why we're here. They will continue to do this. And anytime you have a fleet of planes, which likely exceeds the number 1 to 2,000 globally, that provides them an incredible infrastructure to do these biological drops.
Yes.
To begin to play with the pathology of the disease and how it spreads, what kind of vectors they want to choose and where they want to distribute it. And there is just very little that they're not capable of doing because they do not operate by the same moral compass by which we do.
Yes. I'd like to point out two instances recently, and I'm being aware of this and always looking up in the sky just to see what they're doing. I noticed recently during the Cleveland Browns-Cincinnati football game, they began spraying the sky above the stadium, if you could believe that, where there was a large concentration of people. And then on Christmas Eve, I was driving to the Phoenix area to fly back to Ohio, and I was up north near Prescott. And as I got about 60 miles north of the Phoenix area, you could see the chemtrails everywhere, and they were being sprayed not just horizontally, but there were vertical bars that were like markers that went up maybe a quarter of a mile.
Yep.
And then they were crisscrossing around these. You had mentioned the box. It was like they were drawing these boundaries up in the sky. As we got closer to Phoenix, the pollution was incredible. And it got to where when we were in the city, we couldn't even see the mountains.
Wow.
It was so overwhelmed with these chemtrails, just everywhere.
And the Southwest has been lacking in rainfall this winter season. The storm track has been persistently held to the north. And San Francisco is about as far south as any substantial rains have got. And even then, it's well short of what is typical for this time of year. And my concern is that they're loading those Northwest mountains from B.C. through Washington and Oregon State with snow for something later on, either this winter or this spring, that water will come out of there, whether it's an issue with St. Helens, Mount Hood, Rainier, I don't know. But it is curious of the incredible loading that's happening in those northwestern mountains with water. And it's been to the detriment of the Southwest. They had a weak water year last winter from Southern California through the Southwest. Outside of Albuquerque, 20 inches of rain fell during the summer monsoon, which is incredible. I mean, 3 and 4 and 5 standard deviations beyond normal. And this winter, I would guess that they'll keep the Southwest dry once again. It's just about the destruction of the ecosphere.
Yeah.
So we know what's going on. We're aware of it. We just share it with those we know, present the information to them, and then they have to see it and then come to that knowing that it is going on in their own time. I mean, you can't make anybody believe anything, let alone know something's going on. That has to be a personal conversion. So we share the knowledge and let them come into the knowledge in their own time.
Well, I would make a suggestion, and this might be, you know, I know we're still fighting the same beast in trying to do this, but let's say if we got all the people across the country who are aware of this, to submit photographs and actual videotaped evidence of this going on, and post it on a website and present this to Congress, present this to state authorities, present this to local authorities in a manner where we apply all of the evidence in one shot and say, look, you can't tell us this is not going on.
The trouble for me is the National Weather Service and your local weathermen. I mean, they are the ones that should stand up and say that something is going on. They are the protectors of this knowledge. And there has been abject failure in that regard. And that's a disappointment, at least from my point of view, is the atmospheric sciences community.
We will be back with Scott Stevens. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens. And Scott Stevens' URL site is weatherwars.info. And I'll be posting information on this broadcast with that URL and some others on Breaking All the Rules news in the next 24 hours so that people in the paleoconservative community around the country and around the world can become more familiar with Scott Stevens specifically and with this whole topic of weather manipulation more generally. Ian in Canada, you're on the line for Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Scott and Mark. I'm up here in the high country on the southern shore of Georgian Bay behind the ski hills up here, and I understand that there's been some high-altitude chemtrail activity down over the shores of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. I wanted to tell you about the activity we've had up here in the last 10 years, which was started in the late 90s with low-altitude lone griffin, unmarked black helicopters doing grid patterns. Of course, everybody's so brainwashed they thought they were looking for drugs, but this was in the winter when there was a foot of snow. And I think they may have been doing some sort of ground-penetrating radar data collection for corporations that draw the water out of here and bottle it, and also Brass Can, who wanted to put a whole network of huge windmill, electric generation windmills up here. And what was strange about it was occasionally you get the Lone Griffin, which is a Huey-type helicopter, roaring in just after sunset and doing an attack run on the households up here. Now, I wanted Scott to comment on a specific event that happened July 20th of this year around noon. And it was a wet, sort of clammy day. And just ahead of a thunderstorm front that was coming in, a big four-engine turboprop Caribou-type aircraft transport appeared. And it was spraying at very low altitude, just maybe 100 or 200 feet above treetop level. I realized, looking at it through binoculars, that what I thought was middle engines between the two engines on either side was, in fact, a large pod. And it was laying down a heavy liquid spray in the air, which hung in the air, and then did this for about 15 or 20 minutes, took off as the thunderstorms arrived. And now the only possible result of it was that maybe a week later, unprecedented huge white mushrooms started appearing on the lawns everywhere around here. It's mostly a rural area with hay fields and crop fields and maple bush. But I'd never seen these mushrooms before, and I wonder if this would ring a bell with Scott.
Wow, that I have heard of, well, several instances over the shows I've done. We've had people call in of essentially where you are, the northern side of Lake Ontario, of these choppers coming in low pre-storm. So it makes you wonder if there isn't something that needed to be laid down, but yet had to be mixed with water before
yes.
we saw activation.
Scott, it wasn't the helicopters. It was a Caribou transport.
Right. But still, that the fact that you saw these choppers come in, and
right.
and our experience when we did storm chasing last spring in northern way, well, this particular storm was in northern Texas. It was a rotating thunderstorm, and it did do some damage. But there was a Chinook helicopter that shattered it. You know, the full 100 mile length of this storm was severe. So, you know, above and beyond the chemtrails in the sky, observing, marking, and assisting these electrical engineers, there is real-time ground observation of something going on. Now, I'm curious about the mushrooms. That really has me fascinated because I'm curious what the genus was, what they were doing there, because that is simply just one part of a much grander puzzle that even if people on the ground figured out that these mushrooms were as a result of this plane, that we're not going to be able to see the other parts of the agenda. And so to be able to speculate is pretty wild. You've got me, buddy. You've got me.
Yeah, you can't speculate up here. People are just so brainwashed that I pointed out as it was happening
mm-hmm.
and got hostile reactions like, why?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it's the government, you know, they're probably doing it for our own
yeah.
good. I said, come on, wake up.
And this is what will change very, very rapidly. Literally just the consciousness of humanity will crystallize in a realization that this one-mindedness that operates all world governments is not there for their benefit. And this crystallization will happen this year.
I think the farmers are listening because they have to deal with government programs, and they know
uh-huh.
that they're not in their interests.
Well, and they haven't been for a very, very long time.
Exactly. And before you let me go, I just wanted to say that, I understand and agree that this weather is controlled and interfered with. What's funny about the warmth we're having up here is that we have seen this before 30 or 40 years ago. It wasn't unprecedented to have no snow in January. However, I knew something was up, Scott, because I've heard you before, and I watched the weather patterns on the television. There's been a low in the armpit of Alaska that was fixed in there in the fall, rotating. And when I saw that fixed weather system, I knew that somebody was generating something.
Yep. We can get to the rest of this after the break.
We'll be back on Mark Dankoff's America with Scott Stevens. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens, and Scott's site is WeatherWars, plural, weatherwars.info. Scott, I wanted to ask you a question before we take another caller. I know when I had Jerry Smith on the show, the author of Weather Warfare, that there was some information in his book related to this program called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. And that particular program, based up in Alaska, is discussed at some length in his book, in regard to many aspects of this whole business of manipulation of the weather and so forth. And this stands for something, as I understand it, called High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Mm-hmm.
And in Smith's book, he cites several places where it's certainly suggested quite strongly that there is a terrific potential for manipulation of the mind through a program like this one. He cites this guy, Michael Persinger, up at the Department of Psychology of the Laurentian University of Ontario, Canada. This guy is a coordinator of a behavioral neuroscience program. And this Persinger helmet that Dr. Persinger designed a brain research tool. According to Smith, discovered that when specific frequencies are directed into the hippocampus area of the back brain, a large percentage of subjects reported UFO abduction experiences, out-of-body experiences, and a wide range of altered states of consciousness. In your evaluation of all of this, Scott, do you see this as a real active danger that when we start talking about weather warfare and weather manipulation, that we're also talking about technologies that potentially or in reality can be directed against individuals or collective groups of people for creating altered states of consciousness and manipulating people's minds and so forth?
Oh, absolutely. You go back to the 1930s, and one of Hitler's greatest desires was to control the masses, not through force, but through technology. It was cheaper to do, far more effective, and if you could compartmentalize and deposit memories, be they false or true, or just accentuate what was there, the human mind is an amazing tool. And the whole, let's just say, the science of memories, the science of the brain, there is what the one world government has uncovered and discovered and utilized is light years ahead of what your local psychiatrist and psychologist is aware of. And so they use this knowledge to their benefit. And whether you're in the process of creating Manchurian-like candidates or simply hollowing out a person so they are neutralized and cannot affect change in society, it all happens. And this is, the HARP program is capable of doing this on an incredibly broad scale to broad swaths of population or to large physical areas of the planet. And remember, this planet is alive. It is aware. It is a sentient being, and we are here at its mercy. And so if they are developing these energy technologies to manipulate the planet as well, then you're really beginning to understand and wrap your mind about the grandness of what we are up against, but also what we are capable of and the kind of universe that we live in. When every particle is endowed with some semblance of consciousness, and that happens when you begin to understand quantum physics, that we are looking at a world that is only held in place by thought. And if you can control that thought, you can control reality. And this is the purpose of these programs, and weather control is simply a byproduct of it.
So essentially, going back to the MKUltra drug experimentation programs conducted by the CIA in the 50s and 60s, that when we start talking about this whole business of radio waves and concentrations of high and low frequency radio waves, we could be speaking of a program that could be utilized by nation states and intelligence organizations around the world to do on a more massive basis what the MKUltra program was designed to do on a more limited basis.
Absolutely. And who isn't to say that this MKUltra program isn't corrupted from the inside by extraterrestrials? That is a very, very real possibility. And it is their agenda that our politicians are following, and hence the reason for the mind control. So we have to begin to look at exopolitics, because humanity, in its desire to become one, has to be united as we jump into this 21st century and as we begin to become a space-faring civilization. They want us united under their control and not united under our free will. And that is the reason for the mind control program.
You know, I was looking at a list of patents for this HARP program, and one of the U.S. patents is numbered 495-4709. The creators of this particular invention are based in Israel. I'm looking, and the name of this particular creation is something called the High Resolution Directional Gamma Ray Detector. As a scientist, Scott, do you know anything about this, and why might the Israelis be interested in this program?
Oh, boy. I mean, gamma rays are exceedingly high energy. You know, when you're looking in space, you're looking for one of the big beacons that we've not had an answer for was gamma ray burst. And we're looking at hard gamma rays and soft gamma rays as a function of the intensity and also the duration of these bursts coming from space. Whether that is what the technology was designed for or it is used more terrestrially in some kind of weapons experimentation or I don't know. I don't know. I wish I had that kind of clearance to see exactly what they're doing with these patents. But it was important enough that they went through the patent application process, which means that there has to be some kind of disclosure of the existence of this knowledge. But something from, I mean, Israel. Remember Columbia, when Columbia was brought down across Texas, there was an Israeli on board, and there they were in the process of exploring some of these energy signatures in space. Who knows? Who knows?
Yes.
And it is interesting to go through Jerry Smith's weather warfare book, through the bibliography, through the patents that have been registered. And likely if they've been registered, then there is an application for them in today's world. And you begin to see that what is common knowledge among the common man is very, very limited compared to what is in existence and in use on this planet today.
Yes. Mark in Arizona, you're on the line from Scott Stevens. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey there. Couple of things. First of all, thank you very, very much for all the work that you're doing. I've been following chemtrails for many, many years now, and they're ruining my beautiful Arizona sky. Makes me mad.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about HAARP, and I should mention that there is a mini HAARP on Maui. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. It's at a location called RME, which I am actually able to visit relatively often, not for HAARP, but for other work. And it's there, and I mean, it looks like a mini HAARP, and it's I don't know what exactly it's used for or anything, but it's there. So.
My understanding is that we have dozens of these facilities, and that HAARP is simply the one that is like an iceberg above water and visible and available to scrutiny for others. But with the kind of budgets that are, well, thank goodness for the printing press, we can create all sorts of money we want in a debt-based system to build out these things. And for who knows what agenda, because there is no oversight. And I don't care whether we have a Republican Congress, which has failed miserably and on a very grand scale in oversight, but that a Democratic Congress can be any better. And looking into what this has done, they're just all of these congressmen are of too similar a mind. And because they have chosen to get into the political system, they're simply corruptible.
Well, you know, directed energy is of course extremely interesting, and you know, Tesla was sort of the first to investigate it. And directed energy can be used for good things and for bad things.
Yeah. And this is what has to change, is the intent of those that we have in positions of power. That intent must be made clear before they take those positions of power. And this is a big, big project that we, the people, will have to see deployed against the powers that be in the coming years. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty by any stretch of the imagination when the truth begins to spread itself out across the planet. It will not be pretty.
My main reason for calling you is because I had a question. I've been... looking at chemtrails on satellite images. Actually found a relatively good site. The Naval Research Laboratory has images, you know, that pop up every half an hour or so. And, you know, the highest resolution images that they have are about 1 kilometer per pixel. And these chemtrails, when they're formed, obviously are much less than 1 kilometer in size. Although last July there was a lot of activity off the Pacific coast where the chemtrails were at least 5 or 6 pixels wide, meaning what,
20, 30 kilometers
wide.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a beautiful grid. Anyway, my question is, are you aware of any either free or for sale satellite images that I can get a hold of?
I use, and this it is not free data, a company called WeatherTap, WeatherTap, TAP.com. And it's about $7 a month, and you're then allowed to download, I think, upwards of 2 gigabytes worth of satellite and radar data, and it's updated as essentially as soon as the data comes in. They process it, remap it, and then it's shipped out. And I look at the high resolution visible imagery, and it is rare not to see trails over every single state. Every single state. And if I remember right today, I'm a distance from the computer presently, but across Oklahoma, Arkansas, and portions of the Mid-South, just literally covered.
Well,
this morning.
I'm looking at 1 kilometer images now with Southern California, and they're just all over the place.
Well, we've got what's called a positively tilted low pressure that's advancing from the west. And it's simply surveillance as they manipulate that storm into the shape and intensity and moisture content that they desire. And the trails are essential that they get that job correct.
Sure. What's the highest resolution that they offer on WeatherTap?
One. The 1 kilometer stuff. Otherwise, you're going to the Aqua satellite and Terra satellite, and essentially NASA's Earth Observing System, where you've got these low pass environmental satellites, and then you'll see, you know, chemtrails in the Persian Gulf. You'll see chemtrails off the coast of Antarctica. You will see them around the globe, and it leads you to believe that we are dealing with a fleet of planes, probably 1,000 of those planes dedicated to North America, and who knows how many other 1,000 dedicated to operations around the rest of the globe. It is immense.
Right. Well, Are these higher resolution images publicly available?
Yes. Yes. Now, what I'm curious about is what frequency that the powers that be in the military weather reconnaissance satellites are using to see these trails. And I know somebody out there knows. And I'd like to see what wavelengths, what frequencies that they use day and night to watch the progress of these planes across our skies.
Yeah, I mean, presumably during the day it's broadband, but who knows?
Truly, who knows? And when you put in these metallic and these markers in the trails, you know, day or night, it's irrelevant. They're visible from these MILSATs. So I would like to see the weather operation centers. I would like to know exactly where the planes are based. I would like to know with the different paint schemes on the planes how that represents to a different aircraft's specific mission, how it's plumbed, how the remote the flying capabilities of the planes are. Because if we know that along the front range of Colorado during the blizzard all the airports are shut down, but yet we have these low flying aircraft, the weather isn't an issue, that they can get these planes in and out regardless of the meteorological condition.
You know, one more thing really fast if I can. I've noticed, at least with all of the planes that I've observed, that I've never heard any sound at all, which has always been annoying because, you know, the commercial aircraft, I can hear, you know. But what you're saying is that you can hear them actually flying over. I've never experienced that.
Yeah, the ones that are below about 22,000 feet, you can hear the engines are throttled back, but they also will form or fly in a zigzag situation where they'll go from, say, descent to 25,000 feet to 15, and then begin an ascent as they locate the different slabs of atmosphere which are moving in different directions. And when I look at the time-lapse photography, you can see these trails held in place and literally moving through clouds independent of the cloud action. So there's the metal in the trails, which are very specific markers and are very, well, chemically attuned to this grid, this electrical grid that is dictating our weather.
Right.
It's a fascinating program.
I mean, how do you account for no sound, though? I mean, as I said, I've never heard any sound where
engine throttle. It's just where the engine is located and its and the speed. I mean, you will hear them. Trust me. Where are you again, Arizona?
Southeast Arizona, yeah.
Southeast Arizona. Okay, so the Tucson area.
Very busy place, yeah.
The issue with Arizona is that there isn't a whole lot of low-level moisture. So you're looking at mid and higher level moisture, and that's where the planes like to sit, is where the water is.
I see.
And so I think you will see them lower in the skies as you have winter storms approaching, and you get those cloud decks dropping to, 2,000-3,000 feet, or even up to 4,000-5,000 feet. And then also during the summer monsoon season, you'll have a much greater opportunity to see those planes flying at lower levels.
Yeah. Actually, point of information, about a year ago I saw an array of eight of them flying in formation.
Yep.
Really cool.
Yep, very cool.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Take care, man.
Thank you, sir. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Scott Stevens. Stay tuned.
Truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Scott Stevens of WeatherWars, plural, weatherwars.info. Scott has been leading us in this last two-hour segment into a brave new world that involves weather manipulation, weather warfare, mind control, all kinds of things that could be ahead in regard to the struggle between those who want to institute a new world order and those of us who oppose it. Scott, I wanted to ask you, with all of this war talk floating around about an expansion of this present situation in the Middle East to some sort of a preemptive attack on Iran, this has been intimated from time to time in the American neoconservative press. The Israeli Haaretz came forth today with yet another article suggesting that Israel is preparing potentially to go it alone in attacking Iran. Is there any evidence in terms of your knowledge as a scientist specifically dealing with this whole issue of weather warfare and weather manipulation, any indication that there's been any recent monkey business in the Persian Gulf region?
Well, I'm trying to remember if it was the day after Christmas or 2 days after Christmas that Israel was coated in snow. Do you remember that story? There were portions of that country and of that eastern Mediterranean region that were under 6 to 12 inches of snow, which was just unprecedented. So, you know, whether they'll use this technology to enable an easy mission for their strike force to reach across Iraq and then strike Iran, it's almost a certainty. It's almost a certainty that they would consult those that control this to achieve their ends, and they may get a yes and they may get a no. I don't know.
Yes.
But there is, you know, what we have to do in the last few minutes that we've got is that the powers that be want to create a reality for us which has a very ugly ending. And it ends in humanity in a mode of slavery and with far, far fewer of us. And what we have to do as individuals is envision, use our power of creation to see a different outcome. They have several years left, actually a few years left, to literally descend humanity into their version of an Armageddon. And the only thing we can do is to see a different outcome, envision a different outcome, put our power of creation into a different direction. And not give it to them, because they will parade these wars, they will parade these disasters, and victimize us repeatedly with this video to create a very low, a very slow vibratory, a very negative experience. And we have to see a different outcome. And if we can do that, the tens of thousands of us listening becoming millions in the coming years, if we see a different outcome, it will happen. We will take from them the energy that they need, that we would emotionally invest in their wars, in their famine, in their economic collapse. So we have to see a different outcome, and we can create our future rather than letting them create it for us.
Scott Stevens, thank you so much for being on Mark Dankoff's America. And again, Scott's site is weatherwars.info. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you in this new year. Take care.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.